Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Amy, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, we have $3,200 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Amy.
Okay. All right, Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring Raven back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Starbucks is planning to phase out their iconic disposable cups by 2025. The first Starbucks was in what city?
Seattle.
Number two, former President Barack Obama will host a new series on Netflix that'll explore unique and diverse national parks in the United States. Who was president before Barack Obama?
George W. Bush.
Number three, Colin Farrell is one of the biggest Irish stars in Hollywood and currently plays what character in The Batman?
Oh, my goodness. The Joker?
Number four, Paul David Hewson is his real name, but this frontman for a famous Irish band is better known by what stage name?
I have no idea.
And number five, 31% of people don't think their Lucky Charms actually work. In the cereal Lucky Charms, what are the marshmallows called?
Lucky Charms.
Okay. All right, Amy, let's bring Raven back in. Let's see.
Yo.
Okay, so Amy only got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Amy. $3,200.
All right, number one. Starbucks is planning to phase out their iconic disposable cups by 2025.
Okay.
The first Starbucks was in what city?
Seattle.
That's right. Number two, former President Barack Obama will host a new series on Netflix that'll explore unique and diverse national parks in the United States.
Cool.
Who was president before Barack Obama?
W.
Yes. Well, can you say his whole name for the record?
Sure. George W. Bush.
Yes. Otherwise, I'll get some kind of text or email complaining to me. Number three, Colin Farrell is one of the biggest Irish stars in Hollywood and currently plays what character in The Batman?
He's the Penguin.
Yes. Number four, Paul David Hewson is his real name, but this frontman for a famous Irish band is better known by what stage name?
It's Bono.
Yes. And number five, 31% of people don't think that their Lucky Charms actually work.
Okay.
In the cereal Lucky Charms, what are the marshmallows called?
Do you want the names of the individual charms or just what they call them?
The marshmallows altogether. What are they called?
They're the magically delicious Lucky Charms.
No.
Right?
What are the marshmallows called? You can say you don't know because you don't know.
I don't know.
They're called Marbits. They're not actually marshmallows. That's like, yeah, it's like deep trivia, but they're not real marshmallows, which I thought was interesting. For years, they've been trying to alter the like what they use to make them, the ingredients, because they use a lot of artificial things in there.
Sure.
They can't. They can't do it with keeping the consistency, so we have to call
them
Marbits.
Yeah, just give me whatever it is that you're making them with. It's fine.
Yeah. Amy, I'm sorry. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Amy, and I can't be Raven.
Thanks, Amy. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Okay. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,300.
Yeah, that is tomorrow's jackpot. I would love to give it to you. Make sure you're studying.